We're going to go ahead and get started. Thank you very much for coming today. I really appreciate this. This is actually the beginning of what tomorrow will be 40 days of taking us to the general election. I believe it's going to be record turnouts in Iowa this year, and we wanted to make everyone available, make everyone aware, and make them have them available stuff that will help them in preparing for the election. Now, I have with me here today some county auditors, by the way, who they do the work. I was a county auditor, so I can tell you firsthand. Over here is Jamie Fitzgerald, to my right. He's the Polk County Auditor. Phyllis Dean, who is the Wapello County Auditor. Judy Clark from Page County. If I get anybody wrong, let me know. Holly Fokima from Butler County. Marge Pitts from Clay County. Dennis Parrott from Jasper County. Sarah Reister used to be in Johnson County. We stole her away from there. Now she works for the Secretary of State's office. Ken Klein, who's the president of the Iowa Association of Auditors, he's from Cerro Gordo County, and Joel Miller from Linn County. I thank all of them for being here today. They're going through lots of hard, intense work here in the next 40 days, and what we wanted to kick off today is tomorrow the bell rings. You can go to most county auditors in this state tomorrow and start the process of voting. You can walk into the county auditor's office. You can register to vote tomorrow. You can request an absentee ballot tomorrow. You can do your absentee ballot tomorrow. The process is very easy. The process is very simple. I want you to be aware of some registration numbers that I think are extremely important. Currently in Iowa, we have over 2,100,000 registered voters. That is higher than it was 4 years ago for the last presidential election. Out of that amount, 4 years ago in the last presidential election, 460,059 voters participated by absentee. 460,000 out of the 2.16 million voters. Absentee requests to date in Iowa, as of this date, we've had 104,000 and 77 absentee requests. Some of the county auditors have indicated that that number is down from where it was 4 years ago. I still believe, and they believe behind me, that we're going to have record turnouts. Now, what that indicates is if more people don't participate by absentee, and I think that'll increase if we get closer to the election, we're going to have more people at the polls. One of the things that I want to encourage, and each auditor has their own opinion about this, but one of the things I want to encourage is take advantage of the opportunities that are going to be presented to you. Opportunity tomorrow to start at your county auditor's office. There's going to be some counties that are going to be doing satellite voting, and I'm going to have Jamie Fitzgerald from Polk County mention a couple of those things that are happening in Polk County. Satellite voting is done either by the county auditor setting up a satellite site or by petition. And there's going to be satellite sites set up throughout the entire state. A satellite site is basically an extension of the auditor's office. So it would be just like you're going to a branch of the auditor's office for your satellite voting. Another thing that I think is worth mentioning is UOCAVA voters. And I'm going to have Sarah Reister talk a little bit about those voters that are overseas. And just to give you some of the numbers there, currently we've received over 3,200 requests from overseas voters. In 2006, our total was only 2,315. So we've already exceeded where we were 2 years ago with UOCAVA voters, those voters from military voters. And then there's been some things that have been put into a place that are going to make it easier for those people to participate. They can fax their request into the auditor's office. We can email them a copy of the ballot. For those citizens that are in the imminent danger areas, they're allowed to email those back. So what we're trying to do with all the people in the Iowa military that are out there and participating, want them to participate in this process, we're trying to make it as easy as possible for that. The other thing I want to talk about is in some of our areas, we happen to have Holly here from Butler County and Joel here from Linn County. their areas were heavily devastated in the flooding and tornadoes that took place in Iowa. There's going to be many displaced voters, voters who no longer live in their homes, who still want to participate in the process. And we have a system in place to handle those displaced voters and what they need to do, particularly in Lynn, and Joel's handled that, and I've talked to him about that, and Holly is to contact their individual county auditor about where their polling place is, where they're going to be participating. I also believe that the auditor sent cards to all of those voters informing them of their new polling locations and what the procedures will be to participate on Election Day. And we also have something on our webpage, the Secretary of State's office, that talks about getting your questions answered about if you've been displaced or moved out of your county or out of your neighborhood. So those are the areas. And the last thing we're going to talk about today, which I think is extremely important, it's one of the best things I've ever seen, and I really mean this, and it was done by the County Auditors Association, headed up by Ken Klein, and it's going to be a voter guide that you can use as media, that candidates can use to answer their questions, that the political parties can refer to for their questions. And it's going to be available to you today in a DVD format. It's going to be on the web pages starting tomorrow. It's basically a frequently asked questions format, narrated, talking you through every possible question that you can have regarding the election process. So we have all those things in place that we want to get going today. And I want to tell you that it's so important. And I'm beginning to get the calls, and the phones are ringing off the hook. How's your absentee voting going? Where are you going with early voting? What are your voter registration numbers? We're going to see record turnouts in Iowa this year. We want to make sure that the public's comfortable with the process. And I'm going to end my little portion with this before I turn it over to Jamie real quick on satellites. We've got new equipment. It's going to be in a lot of counties. Every county in Iowa, all 99 counties, for this general election, we'll be voting on the same type of voting equipment. It's an optical scan, tabulating device, with a ballot marking device that'll be available to assist any voter who sees fit to use it. All the results are going to be uniform. There's going to be a paper trail throughout this whole state. So I'm comfortable about it. I'm excited about it. We're looking forward to really getting involved in the next 40 days, helping all the parties with their questions, and having a very successful election. I'm going to turn it over to Jamie real quick, who can highlight to you a little bit about satellite voting from Polk County's perspective in just a couple minutes there, and then take you to the next person.
Thank you, Michael. Polk County, once again, is going to do satellite voting at our 11 area libraries. It's a little different this year than it was in years past because of some of the law changes. So if you live in South Des Moines, you're going to want to go to South Des Moines, that kind of area. We used to offer them for everywhere. We had to scale it back a little bit due to some of the law changes. And we're actually going to increase the number of days we're doing this. We normally used to do it for 2 weeks. Due to the historic caucuses and what we think is going to be an historic turnout, we're going to do them for 3 weeks. We worked in conjunction with both the local and state parties on this. So we are going to do it a little bit longer, trying to ease those lines, ease anybody's questions and concerns about same-day registration. But we'll also vote in our office from here on out. The satellite times we're going to do go from Monday to Saturday, and we are going to be closed one day due to Columbus Day. The libraries aren't open. But we feel it's going to be a huge turnout at our satellites. 4 years ago, we had 13,000. This year, we're expecting up to 25,000. So that's some of the stuff we're doing. We'll also do a satellite one day at Drake University. That's going to be October 15th for their students. We're expecting huge turnouts for that also. And we've also beefed up our staff for over-the-counter voting. 4 years ago, we had 4,700 people vote over-the-counter, and we're already getting people coming in earlier this week wanting to vote right away. So that's kind of what we're doing in Polk County. Every county is a little different. We have so many people here that don't know where they vote. A lot of folks just choose to go to the satellites and have us tell them what precinct they actually live in. But I'm going to turn it back over to Michael, and we'll deal with questions later.
Thank you, Jamie. A couple points to be made. Each county does their satellites on an individual basis, either by the county commissioner's designation or by petition. So you need to check each individual county for satellites. The other thing that's a nice feature on our Secretary of State's webpage, and I'd like to get this out there, we have a feature out there where you can find out, am I registered to vote and where my polling place is. So if you go out to the Secretary of State's webpage, on the main page there, am I registered? It'll tell you if you're registered, Where's my polling place? They'll tell you where your polling place is. We think those are great. And we think the satellite voting, you know, we already talked about over 55% of the people in this country participated early 4 years ago. Where is it going to be this year? I'm going to have the next person come up from our office, Sarah Reeseter, to talk about military voting, UOCAVA voters, which we think is an important part that needs to be addressed, and the people need to be aware about what we're trying to do to assist the military and how we're working with the federal government. Sarah?
Hi. Over the course of the summer, we worked closely with the Federal Voting Assistance Program, commonly called the FVAP, to talk to them about what some different options might be for our military and UOCAVA voters. The goal is to increase or to expedite the process between sending the unvoted ballot to the voter and then also to work with voters in areas, imminent danger pay areas, to be able to return their ballots electronically to the county auditor's office. So what we've done is any military or UOCAVA voter can submit a request for an absentee ballot electronically, either by fax or by email. Then any UOCAVA voter or military voter is also eligible to receive their unvoted ballot materials from their county auditor's office electronically, either by email or fax. And we do the transmissions through electronic transmission service offered by the Federal Voting Assistance Program. And then finally, what we've done is that voters who are in imminent danger pay areas are eligible to transmit their voted ballot materials back to the county auditor's office by email or fax as well.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah. And we do have a list of those imminent danger areas if you're interested in those. It's a quite more extensive list than you would think. And we'll be happy to make those available to you after our little conference this morning. I want to finish up with having come up here to talk about, which I think brings all this together, because I can tell you as a county auditor and tell you as a Secretary of State, questions are going to come in from all over the place. How do I register? How do I do the absentee? Just basically, how does the equipment work? How do I know my vote counts? I mean, I've dealt with these things, and I learned from experience that the best way to avoid things and avoid problems is, one, open everything up, and two, make all the information available. Ken Klein, who is the president of the Iowa Association of County Auditors, in conjunction with the other county auditors, has put together a voter guide. It'll take you through everything you need to know about this process, and they're going to unveil that, and I'll let him talk about that for a couple minutes because I think it's extremely important. Ken?
Thank you, Michael, for the chance to be here today and kick off our voter education initiative. There is two sheets of paper. There is a news release and then an overview description of the project. Elections are essentially about trust. In 2000, in Florida, in the presidential election, there began a steady erosion of that trust. It would be easy for county auditors to say, that ain't us. That can't happen here. We don't have those problems. We don't have that system. We don't have that equipment. But that doesn't change where we're at, and it doesn't change our responsibility. In Iowa, we have questions about the integrity of the election process. If we as county auditors develop messages to reach out to voters through a voter education initiative, we can provide insight into the election laws and the processes and the election equipment that we believe are sound, that we believe are fundamentally sound, and thereby, I think, rebuild that trust. The Voter Education Initiative consists of a series of slide presentations, and I have a few CDs available. They were just burned last night. Our project kicks off officially tomorrow. It will be available on the iowaauditors.org website. There are 18 slide presentations dealing on various election equipment issues, election laws, voter registration issues. I do have a few CDs, a few DVDs. I have some printouts if people want to see those, and I have a laptop if somebody actually wants to view those as well. I want to thank Secretary Morrow for his participation in our project and his support of that project, commitment of resources for content review. I want to thank the group of county auditors who've invested time and energy in that project. So That's all I have to say, but happy to answer questions.
At this particular time, we'll open it up for any questions you might have. Early voters. That includes everybody. That includes satellite. It's all types of absentee. Out of the turnout was 72%. And let me see if I had the turnout numbers for you. If I don't, I can get those for you. Of 2.1. I think I see what that number was. Did you pick up my papers, Ken, by chance? You might have picked up some papers. Yeah. Let's see. In 2004, we had a total registered voters of 2.1. Our total turnout was 72%. We can break that down for you. Out of that, 460,000 were early voters. Correct. According to what the auditors are reporting, we don't have no way of getting exact numbers, but all the auditors, and we got a good segment of auditors from around the state here, most of them reporting that their request numbers are down. Remember, tomorrow is the first day. Some of the auditors might have mailed them out. You can mail them out prior to today, prior to tomorrow. But most of the auditors are reporting those numbers are off. For example, in Polk, Jamie, how many did you say you were off?
We're off by 21,000 4 years ago.
I don't believe that there's been and I'm only speaking for myself as an observer, that there's been a push like there was 4 years ago from voter advocacy groups like America Coming Together, MoveOn.org, whatever those groups were. We haven't seen that push. I do believe that the voters are engaged. We've seen it in our caucuses. And they are not being inundated with all these requests. You know, if you go back 4 years ago, you could have went home in your mailbox and found 3 requests from 3 different groups. It could have been a Republican group, it could have been a Democratic group, and then some nonpartisan group. We're not seeing that for whatever reason that could be. I don't think it's because the voters aren't engaged. I think that one of the reasons we're holding this today is we need to get back in there. Iowa sees so many presidential candidates, sees so much of the election process, that I do believe there comes a time when we get a little stale. And I'm not saying that as a criticism, but I think that who could be more engaged than Iowans? We showed we voted 72% of the people 4 years ago. We now have same-day voter registration. So I believe we're going to surpass all those numbers. It would be nice if all that burden didn't fall on the polling place on Election Day, from my perspective.
Didn't have same-day voter registration 4 years ago.
This is the first time for same-day voter registration. Now, let me give you an interesting number there, if you like numbers. Already in Iowa, 92% of those people that can be registered to vote are registered. That's a phenomenal number. That means 92% of everybody that can be registered is registered to vote. That leaves 8% out there.
So was the 72% a record figure, or was the actual number a record figure?
The 72%, close to a record number. I don't have the numbers to tell you exactly. Didn't go back far enough to look to see what our numbers were. 72% puts us right up there in the top 4 or 5 states in the country as far as percentage of voters. Well, oh yeah, I do. I think we're going to see somewhere 76, 77, maybe 80% of the voters participate. That is a phenomenal number. And if we do get that number, I don't have anything to back it with. I'm going to say we're going to be close to being tops in the nation. I think Minnesota holds themselves out, and Oregon, because of their paper ballot, is tops. And I don't have those numbers to give to you, but I could sure find them out. We're going to be close. The current voter registration now is... In 2004, it was 2,106,658. As of today, and we're not done with voter registration yet, as of today, we have 2,107,055. And so we're already more than we were for the election in 2004. And the party breakdown have changed considerably, and that's almost a whole different story. As of today, party breakdowns look like this: 722,674 Democrats, 620,326 Republicans, 763,566 no party voters, and then we have 489 or others. In Iowa now, we recognize for voter registration purposes the Green and Libertarian Party. That's where that 469 comes from. So those numbers have moved, and they've moved. You can go back to the caucuses if you were looking for, if anybody wanted to come up with a theory how these numbers, if you look at the back and Democrats, Republicans, I think the caucuses had a lot to do with that. Let's see if we, I know we can. I might not have it for you here now. Let's see if Clint gave that to me 4 years ago. 4 years ago, I can just give you the numbers, but I think we can break it. We can break it down by party as of election day. But it's a big movement. I can tell you the number. We do have that number for you. And out of those requests by party, remember the 104,077? The Democrats, these are people who sent requests in who are registered Democrat. Don't mean they're going to vote that way. For this year, this is the number. I'm breaking down that 104,000 number for you now. 62,024 Democrats, 18,558 Republican, that's their registrations, 23,460 no party, 35 other. That would be either Libertarian or Green. So there's numbers there for you. They'll move as we move to our election day. What I'm hoping, and the purpose of this is, I'm hoping that somehow you can take the message back. Let's get people thinking again about getting engaged in the process, and let's see what we can do to, I think, maybe to alleviate a lot of these, some of these issues that might take place on election day. And we're talking about not serious issues, but when you go to the polls on election day in a presidential election, be mindful it's not a school election. You might have to come in. You got to fill out a form. If you're doing same-day voter registration, you're going to be sent to a second table. You know, so all those things we need to take into consideration when we're talking about the participation that we're going to have, we're anticipating having.
How many more poll workers?
I know that some counties, maybe a lot of the counties, are putting on additional workers. But understand something from my perspective. When I used to be a county auditor, and I'm looking from a different side now. Remember, when people came to the polls previously, 4 years ago or 2 years ago, and their name wasn't in the book, they still went to the other table in most cases and filled out a provisional ballot, still had to show all those IDs and fill out all those forms. What we're doing is nothing different. Nobody should leave the polling place without at least voting a provisional ballot. But in many cases, with the proper identification, they'll be able to actually vote on the machine. So, again, I think the auditors will tell you that they're busy, and some of them are putting on more workers. Maybe they want to address that. No, what I'm trying to say is I don't believe so. And the reason why I don't believe so is because even now, forget about same-day voter registration. When you went to go 4 years ago or 2 years ago, you still came there. If your name wasn't in the book, you still got to vote the provisional ballot. You still went to the separate table. So all those items are being repeated, but under a different scenario. Instead of having to vote provisional, which means you have to count it later, you get to vote it that day on the machine. I think each county is going to be an individual case of the size of the county, the number of people that are going to be registering that day.
Why do you expect that there's going to be a record
showing
up?
Well, I guess I'm basing it on what we've seen in the Iowa caucuses. Unless something's happened between January and November, when we broke every kind of record imaginable at the caucuses, and based on the fact that I think Iowa voters are probably the most informed voters in the nation, and they've seen all the candidates from both parties, and we had 72% who voted 4 years ago, and I can go back and look at previous numbers. I'm sorry I don't have those with us. And because we're going to have same-day voter registration, and because of the fact we have no incumbent president for the first time since 1952, mind you, since 1952, we don't have a president or a vice president on the ballot. All of those things pointing to, and the debates are going to start next week. I can't imagine it falling apart after we had such a tremendous caucus season, but we'll find out on November 5th.
Why do the Democrats
have like a 3-1 lead in
so far?
That is, I'm going to speak for that, and if you guys had the trip, I think that traditionally has been the case. Usually, because of all the mailings that have been sent out. But this time they're maintaining that pace. And I don't know of any, at least I haven't seen one, and maybe somebody here. Has any in your county seen any organized mailings sent out by any groups at this particular time?
Yeah, one last night.
Okay, so the organized mailings are starting to come out. So he's from Cerro Gordo County.
Republican.
So he's a Republican county auditor from Cerro Gordo County. So, and I think you can probably see more and more of those. So I guess your question is good. Here I'm coming and telling you on one end that absentee numbers are down. On the other end, I'm telling you we're going to have record turnouts. We're going to have to wait till November 4th, but I just can't imagine in Iowa. And I think a lot of that has to do with the groups that are out there working this thing. And we could all be wrong. Maybe we'll be wrong, and everybody's, you know, it'll be a lower turnout. Okay, if they want tomorrow, if they want to vote in person, it's in-person voting tomorrow for most of the county auditors. And there might be a county or two who hasn't received their ballots as of yet, but for most of the county auditors, you'll be able to go to their office tomorrow, go in there, fill out a request form. They're going to issue a ballot. You'll take it over to the voting booth, and that's within Ken's presentation here. You'll take it over to your voting booth. You'll complete that ballot. You'll put it in a secrecy envelope. And then you'll insert the secrecy envelope in an affidavit envelope. Then you'll put all the information on there, seal it up, and then it gets put on the voting system. And then it's not open. Here's one thing we need to tell everybody, because you're going to get this: it's not opened, or it's not counted until election day. The only scenario where they'll open it early would be on the Monday before election, and they don't open the ballot; they just take it out of the affidavit envelope. So that's what happens. So one of the things we want to be careful about when people vote tomorrow, and one of the concerns people have, they're going to know how I voted. No, it's not going to be tabulated until election day. So all those things we need to make people aware of, and I think that's part of great explanation that the Iowa Association of County Auditors has in their. Yes. We have about Lynn and Butler here who was affected by the tornado.
So, is it going to be chaotic? Because he's the number of residents in the community are displaced based on the election. How do you expect election day to play out in the county?
Well, I expect there's going to be a lot of questions from the displaced voters as to which location they vote at. Do I vote where my house was flooded out, or do I vote where I'm staying now? So I think we're going to get those kind of questions in addition to the Election Day registration that's going to be happening.
What is the answer?
The answer is they if their intent is to move back to their house that was flooded, then they can keep the registration at that location and vote in that precinct. If they want to change their residence, where they're at for the day of the election, the night before the election, then they can register at that location. So the burden is on the voter to determine what their residence is, not up to our office. We can certainly provide the legal information, but they need to make that decision. No, I don't expect the turnout to be lower. I echo what Secretary Morrow has said. I think the absentee turnout is down. We were very distracted in Linn County with the floods. And the cleanup efforts and all the other questions that are going along with that. But I do think when it gets around to Election Day, they're going to show up in force. Joel Miller? Miller, correct. J-O-E-L, yes. Yes, I am. I'm encouraging them. We have 10 satellite locations that we've been petitioned to do. So at a minimum, we'll have 10 satellite poles. If we think those are good locations, we may run multiple days in those same locations. We're putting information and display ads in the paper to announce where those locations are, where traditionally we may have ran it just in the legals, trying to get the word out through the local media outlets as well to let people know. We've extended our office hours in Westdale Mall. We're open Monday through Saturday to 9 p.m. We have been since September 2nd. So Monday through Friday, we're there from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Saturday 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. So we're trying to accommodate the voter, make it as easy as possible. We're in the mall. We're on a couple of bus routes that run to that mall. And we're doing everything we can to get the word out. So hopefully they show up and vote absentee.
Our dates are October 6th through the 23rd. That's Monday through Saturday, with the exception being Columbus Day on the 13th. You can also vote in our office at any time during that day. And on October 15th, Drake has petitioned for a satellite site. That's the only petition we've received.
All Drake students will be able to vote on October
15th? 15th, excuse me, October 15th. Anyone in that area. We'll do the surrounding precincts. Correct. Polk County's the same. So we're the same.
Sorry, what was that mean? How many have more?
Oh.
Phyllis is from Wapo County. She's going to have more sites. How many do you know? You want to know?
Four so far.
Four so far in Wapo County.
And is that what are you promoting?
We didn't have any the last time. We did not have any the last time. We had four petitions come in. And so we're going to put them in the high school, the community college, and the two Hy-Vee stores.
You say petitions, is that from groups or campaigning?
It's from the Democrat Party so far.
Remember, we said there were two ways that you could have satellites. The auditor could designate a site, or it could be done by petition.
It takes 100 signatures to request a satellite voting station, and that can be done by any 100 qualified qualified voters in each county.
So is that different? You were mentioning collectively not as much absentee, but are you all getting more requests for satellites? Is that the change in this election?
We did.
Anybody else have something they want to add to that?
Okay. When does absentee voting, early voting begin?
The last day you can request a absentee ballot, I believe, is the Friday before the election, which is October 31st? In the mail. The last day you can request in the mail would be October 31st. That's the Friday. If you're going to get it, we have to have it in the mail, Sarah. What is that, by Friday? It has to be postmarked on Friday?
It has to be received by Friday. And then, it has to be received by Friday. If you fax in one, for example, on Friday at noon, you have to have the original request to the county auditor by Friday.
So Friday, 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. Friday. What's that on the... No, I think one of the reasons why that happened, you talk about being Friday the last day. Remember, you can vote absentee, but you can still come to the county auditor's office on Monday and vote absentee. So make sure we don't have a confusion there. We're just talking about, well, don't make sure we have any confusion there. We're just talking about receiving the request. And I think the reason why that was done, it makes lots of sense. We used to get absentee request forms in the mail on Monday, the day before the election. By Iowa law, we were required to put those in the mail on Monday night, and the voter, theoretically, for his vote to count, had to have it postmarked by midnight when he wasn't even going to get it until 2 days later. So it made no sense to continue mailing out absentees on Monday night as required by law to a voter who was not going to receive the ballot to have it postmarked by midnight on Monday. So does that answer your question? Okay, what was your question again? Okay. Yeah. Same day voter registrations come out of the legislature, and there's eight other states. We're right up there in the front. I think we're the ninth state to have same day voter registration. It was another means of trying to encourage participation in the process, and that's basically how we came about this. And we've went into effect in January. We've had the primary election, and they've had the school elections, some other minor elections, the same day. So. November is going to be the first real test. So we're one of, I think we're the ninth state in the nation to have same-day voter registration. There's some good safeguards in place that we believe helps keep the integrity of the process intact.
Mr. Miller, do you actually think that you might have more voter participation in Lynn County because people are upset and that's maybe one way for them to show their names about their situation?
Well, certainly I agree that people are upset, and they're distracted, they've been displaced. The lack or the movement of the government to assist them could certainly motivate some people to get out and vote that might not otherwise vote. I think that'd be natural. Am I expecting it to be substantial? No. But I do think people are going to show up and vote on Election Day. Now, hopefully they vote by absentee early, but I believe they'll be there on Election Day. We had 10 polling places that were affected by the floods. Depending on which news account you look at, up to 5,000 homes were affected by the flood. And I don't know where all those people are at this particular point. We're going to get a better read on that as the absentee ballots go out to see what kind of issues we have with the returns coming back in. We'll get a picture of how many people have changed addresses and how many don't get delivered in some of those issues. We know we have about 400 FEMA trailers that have been delivered to Linn County, so we assume that those are all filled with people that have been displaced by the flood. A lot of those are over in the Marion area simply because they had more capacity for those trailers in those courts over there. So we may see an influx or a higher voter turnout in Marion, dependent upon where they actually vote.
We have every year prior to this. That's another thing why every election cycle prior to this, and I can speak from Polk County and from the state, we went back, if you go back 4 years ago, 8 years, or 12 years ago, it was something with somebody, why are these people voting early? And I think that I've always said, once they find out the convenience is there and they feel comfortable with the process and they're educated enough to know that their vote's not going to be stolen from them or somebody's not going to know how they're voting, it's a way that people want to participate, so it's just one less thing they have to do on Election Day. And the other reason that I think our turnout's going to be big, because normally in a presidential year anyway, any presidential year, our turnout spikes. People just feel that obligation to vote for president. And so for those reasons, I think we're going to see big turnout. So, I think the numbers, they're going to see, they're going to see big increases. A part, a result of this, and they're going to see more in the media. The debates are going to come out. You remember when the caucus situation came, when the candidates were coming every day and you were witnessing and watching, more interest the interest is going to peak and people are going to start tuning in again. I don't know if I'm wrong in my assessment. I think there was a little bit of period of time here. Iowa gets more attention than anybody as far as knowing the candidates.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping, that they get to the numbers they were 4 years ago. If they do get to those numbers, which was 460,000, that's going to be a lot of absentee ballots processed here in the next 40 days in county auditor's offices across the state. I think that they got a chance of getting there. I think a lot of the absentees were spurred on because of, we're missing some of those groups that were here, on the Republican side or the Democratic side, who actually brought full staffs here to town, not just at Des Moines, but across the state, to knock on people's doors to get in to participate early. Somebody's not knocking on their door, does that mean they won't vote? I think that most of them are going to participate. But we'll find out November 5th, and we could be in for a real surprise. So, any other questions before we close this up? Thank you so very much for being here. We're available to talk to you afterwards if you have anything that you want to talk about on an individual basis. Thanks again for coming. I appreciate the turnout. Thank you, auditors, for taking part. Thanks a lot. Thank you.